Hello, beloveds. Well, it is definitely winter. As of this recording, there is still a lot of snow on the ground. The world is glittery and beautiful, and it's also really, really cold. In the last week alone, four different people have talked to me about hibernation. There is this sense that the non-human parts of creation just kind of naturally have this winter thing down. And the rest of us, humans, feel torn between our innate desire to hunker down versus the pull of our culture's demand for productivity. Gotta get stuff done. And it's true. I think the rhythms of life are built into animals and plants to allow them to move through each season the way they need to without actually having to justify their patterns of behavior. But humans have a tendency to deny our natural rhythms for lots of reasons. But it reminds me of a trip I took back in seminary. We went to Honduras and we spent a week in a village with folks who don't have electricity. And so they let the rhythms of their bodies and the rhythms of daylight and nighttime determine their schedule rather than a clock. It's a genius idea, really. When it got dark, we slept because there was nothing to do. And when it was light, our bodies kind of naturally woke up because we'd had plenty of good sleep. And even though we were doing a ton of physical labor that week, we were hauling concrete blocks and building homes with Heifer International, I still remember feeling supremely rested and good in my body as I honored my natural rhythms of rest, of sleep, and wakefulness. Because of the extra darkness, because of the deeper cold for those of us who live in this part of the world, the natural rhythm of winter is to slow down, to rest more, both to heal from the previous busy season and in preparation for the busier seasons to come. And I wonder what sort of rhythms we are ignoring to our own detriment. Rhythms, at least as I'll define them for the sake of this conversation, are the natural flow of things that we can sort of relax into when we're listening to the needs of our bodies, the earth, our faith. Rhythms are like current. I'm picturing water moving, and so that we're either like swimming with the current or we're swimming against the current, and we all know which one of those is easier and harder to do. I think of Jesus, who honored the rhythms of his body by engaging with crowds and then hiding away for rest, prayer, contemplation, renewal, time with close friends, a meal. I think of God commanding a day of rest because bodies can't just keep going and going. And usually it's only when we slow down that we have time to reflect and realize that maybe we're off balance in some areas of our life and faith. I think of one of Jesus' most beloved quotes, "Come to me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest." The season of winter is here, friends, and it's inviting us to pay attention to her rhythms. But what about rituals? This episode is called Rhythms and Rituals. Rituals are things we do to help give deeper meaning or something or process something. So give deeper meaning to something or to process it. A friend in conversation about this podcast described rituals as an outward expression of our rhythms, intentional little acts that can help us lean into our rhythms. It makes me think about so many people set New Year's resolutions. Whether or not we keep them is a totally different podcast, but thinking about New Year's resolutions, why do we all do that? There's something about the start of a new year that just sort of calls us to pause and reflect forward on our hopes and our intentions for that year. It's like one of those things that just kind of naturally happens at the start of something new. So when we're paying attention to rhythms, rituals seem to make themselves known to help enhance that time. I think of how in the Old Testament, people built altars in creation whenever they had an encounter with God. They would stop and they took time to note in the earth, maybe like stacking rocks or something like that, to note that something sacred had happened by marking the experience. They were drawing attention toward it. There's other rituals in scripture that involve anointing people in their callings by pouring oil on their heads. So a ritual of anointing before they set off on this new position, this new journey of leadership. Or maybe burning incense to heighten a time and rhythm of prayerfulness. Or rituals of washing to end a journey or to create a fresh start or a feeling of purity and cleansing. If we consider that rhythms are a gift from God to help us live into our fullest selves at any time, then I think rituals are a gift from God to help us pay attention to and honor this life that we've been given and God's presence in it. Rituals happen all around us all the time, whether we name or acknowledge them or not. In some ways, like brushing our teeth is a ritual in the morning. For some people, it's a time of getting ready for something new. Rituals are a part of our life. And so I invite us into a time this season to be more intentional about rituals, to create them in helpful ways. They're going to be part of life either way, so why not play around with them and use them to our advantage? So just a few questions today to help us reflect and think about rhythms and rituals. Number one, what sorts of things are getting in the way of your natural rhythms this season? Number two, what rhythms might we pay closer attention to this winter to help us be most connected to the God who exists both within our bodies and all around us? And number three, what rituals can we do to help mark these times and give them intention? And finally, a challenge. I'm issuing this challenge because our family finally put out our little pumpkins that the kids painted around Halloween time. We finally put them on the back deck, and we have been watching the squirrels just completely feast on them. Their bodies know that they need to get ready for winter, and it's fun to watch them just go crazy on these pumpkins. So my challenge to you is to pay attention to the animals around you this week. Notice their rhythms and see what you can learn from them, because this is innate for them and they might have something to teach us. And so as you go out into the world, I will close us in a prayer. God of the seasons, you built rhythms into our DNA as blessing for us. These different seasons, these different rhythms show us the diversity, the beauty of creation and life. And even though the changes in rhythm can sometimes be challenging, I think they help us to appreciate all parts of life. Help us to listen to the rhythms within us and to wonder what you are teaching us through them. Be with us in our ritual building, that we might choose to celebrate what is right in front of us, namely, and most importantly, your love. Amen.